This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker usually does his annual roundup of new Christmas music, but he wasn't surprised to find slimmer pickings during this pandemic year. Ken says that, like so much else right now, the musical moods have been pushed to extremes, both very sad and very cheery. His roundup consists of new music from Nick Lowe, Phoebe Bridgers, and The Bird and the Bee. Here's Bridgers and her original composition, Christmas Song.
Coming back from the country, full of good food and lousy beer. This winter's so dry, and the dirt road's so dusty. At the lightest fall of rain, the bacteria bloom. You don't have to be alone to be lonesome. It's easy to forget. Sadness comes crashing like a brick through the window. And it's Christmas, so no one can fix it.
In this year like no other, the old musical phrase, "I'll be home for Christmas," can seem less like warm assurance than cold despair. The holiday season has never felt more ambivalent, if not downright sad, and Phoebe Bridgers has written a soundtrack for these times. This past June, Bridgers put out a strong album titled Punisher, which has earned her a Best New Artist Grammy nomination. Now she's written a beautiful new Christmas song that is in fact called Christmas Song, and I'm greatly moved by the immense ache in her voice and the lovely hopelessness in her lyric.
The Bird and the Bee are the Los Angeles pop duo of Greg Kurstin and Inara George. They've released an album called Put Up the Lights that mixes original material with standards. Their light, airy sound is one excellent way to approach holiday music making, and I really like The Bird and the Bee's smooth, jazzy new composition, You and I at Christmas Time. It seems we can always depend on Nick Lowe. For a number of years now, Lowe has been releasing lovely covers of familiar Christmas songs, and this time around, he and his regular backup band, Los Straitjackets, have done a splendid job on Winter Wonderland.
Bells are ringing, are you listening in the lane? Snow's glistening, it's a beautiful sight. Happy and bright, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, in his place is a new bird, tweeting a song as we stroll along.
walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we will build a snowman, and we'll dress him like Parson Brown. Should he ask, are you married? I'll say no, man, but I'm trying to talk my baby round. Out in the snow, it's so thrilling, but your nose is gonna get a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland.
Listening to Nick Lowe's croon, you can almost fool yourself into thinking that holiday season 2020 is indeed a wonderland. I think that this year, we're all somewhere between the despair of Phoebe Bridgers and the cheeriness of Nick Lowe, and hoping for a brighter new year.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Christmas music from Nick Lowe, The Bird and the Bee, and Phoebe Bridgers. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about the billionaires who became even richer during the pandemic and how some of them aren't even spending the money to protect their workers from COVID. My guest will be Chuck Collins, who runs the program on inequality and the common good at the Institute for Policy Studies. He knows about wealth because he inherited wealth as the great-grandson of Oscar F. Meyer, as in Oscar Meyer Wiener and the Oscar Meyer Food Corporation. But Collins gave away his inheritance at age 26 and started working against inequality. I hope you'll join us.